Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
Yes?
I'm waiting for Pink Floyd to start singing.
My bad.
Turn it up a little, Bob. I mean, there's no reason to get into the good tune jam without a few lyrics out of the gate, man. Okay. Right? I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about Johnny Manziel and his... Hang on. Turn it back up. This is a good tune.
Yeah. Trying to ride gang with you is like...
I know.
It's like rodeo sex. You know what rodeo sex is, Bobo?
Don't, sir, no, sir.
It's when you're behind your old lady and you say, you're almost as good as your sister, and you try to hang on for 8 seconds.
Oh, really? You had to do it, didn't you?
Good old internet jokes.
Internet jokes.
Top 10 at 10. It's time for the top 10 at 10.
Casey!
Casey Kasem.
Good morning, John. How are you? Good morning, Bobo.
Rush is here too, Casey.
Rush, I see Rush over there. I smell him. Hey, Rush, want to buy some OxyContin?
Look.
Rush, Casey is going to do a top 10 at 10 this morning, and you might be interested
in this one. And now, remember, everybody that's listening, hey, we did this about Trump last week. So this is simply, we're kind of in the middle on this show. We don't know. We think they're both losers.
But we did bring Rush in for any commentary on Casey's top 10. And Casey, what is the top 10?
You might be surprised to find.
Yes.
Did you say JD?
Yes. Yes, Rush.
Pardon me.
The top 10 things Hillary was thinking during her acceptance speech. Not saying she said a lot of things. Some of them true, most of them not. But anyway, top 10 things Hillary was thinking during her acceptance speech. All right, number 10. Hey, if I wear white, will they think I've never actually killed anyone? Allegedly.
What do you think, Rush?
Rush?
That's a very funny bit.
Number 9. Note to self. Cancel Bernie Sanders' accidental suicide that was scheduled for next Tuesday.
Well, not, that's actually true. That's been proven.
Number 8. I swear it looks like Bill is falling asleep. True.
Bill Clinton? President Bill?
Yes, he was falling asleep during the actual speech. So she says, I swear it looks like Bill is falling asleep. Reschedule Bill's suicide for next Tuesday. Number 7. Hey, do these sheep... Do you think these sheep can see my Diablo tattoo? Number 6, the top 10 things Hillary was thinking during her acceptance speech. Number 6, where did all the Bernie Sanders followers go? Maybe they all went to put on their Hillary t-shirts. Probably not. Number 5, hey, first thing I do as president, gotta get a new desk since Bill has had so many visitors under it. Number 4, all my interns have got to be ugly men. Bill's going to be around,
I take offense to that.
Number 3, better yet, my interns need to be flying monkeys. These are the top 10 things Hillary was thinking during her acceptance speech. Number 2, change the slogan to, I'll get you, my pretty, and your little foreign wife, too. And number 1, I need to find who makes sharks with freaking laser beams. There's the top 10 list of things Hillary was actually thinking during her acceptance speech at the DNC.
Please, no, as far as the flying monkeys.
Yes. Yes, yes. What is Rush?
There's a man you may have heard of named Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
Halfway across the world with an army of flying North Koreans. I'm not saying they're monkeys. Look.
Yes.
Hillary will control them all. One flying monkey to rule them all.
Oh, man, your Rush is so much better than my Casey.
Back with more from the Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
You're amazing.
Talent on loan from God.
Dave, yes. Good morning. You're on the air. Dave, Excursion Dave.
Dave?
Excursion Dave, is your excursion a diesel?
It is. It's a diesel four-wheel drive.
Is it a limited or an XLT or an Eddie Bauer?
XL.
XL, like a black, like XL without, like a base base, like a work truck?
XLT. I'm sorry.
A what?
It's an XLT. I'm sorry.
Okay, big difference. Average, rough, or clean?
Yeah. It's clean.
Where you be calling us from?
I live in Ponder.
Ponder, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Does, I'm... The ones that bring the money are the XL, the leather trucks, the Limiteds, and the Eddie Bauers. But this is still a valuable asset. Does $8,000 buy it?
No, it does not.
Does $9,000 buy it?
No.
Does $10,000 buy it?
No.
Does $11,000 buy it?
I'm thinking more like 15.
Yeah, you need a Limited for that, I think. But I need to look them up because it does have a good market on. How long have you had it?
5 years.
Yeah, 1:30 on the clock. Will you do me a favor and go to givemethevin.com so I can pull up the VIN history on it and see how it's lived its life and also see the pictures of it, and then I'll make a decision.
Okay.
Yeah, I love buying these. I bought a 200,000 mile Limited the other day for nine grand. But it was so freaking nice, it was ridiculous. I mean, over the top. Yeah. So it really depends on how nice this truck is. All right, let's go.
I know they hold value pretty well, especially in Texas. They're, you know, high demand.
Yeah, but the XLT is not the one. The Limited's the one. But I'm not saying, I'm thinking 10, 11, 12. You're thinking 15. Let me see the pictures and pull the VIN and we'll make a decision. Go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com. That goes for everyone. I need to make a statement.
Okay, here we go. Everybody sit down.
I mean, it's not that big a deal.
What's happening, man?
But these guys, what's happening, man? Okay, so we're on in Oklahoma and Arkansas and Houston and Dallas and now Pennsylvania, right. Transylvania. And these guys have got to be like, dude, what the hell are they doing from Texas? What is going on here? So just Northeasterners, we're fixing to add a lot more stations up there.
We're fixing to,
is right?
It broke? How come you're fixing it?
Well, that's right. And I talk with Texas slang.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of friends up there. Actually, my mother, God rest her soul, is buried in Greenwich, Connecticut. So I have a stake up in that area. Right. She lived there for 20 years. I've been up there a ton. Yeah. Merritt Parkway, Tappan Zee Bridge, the whole works. I get it. I've been there. Bought cars out of the Teterboro Airport, the wholesale center up there, Mannheim PA Auctions. I sold 5 cars this week and my buddy has a big lane up there. He sold 600. Okay. And I throw cars that do more in PA. Okay. I send them from Texas up there. Anyway, the cars that we buy in PA and all around, we're not hauling them back to Texas.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's so a long way to bring a car.
Yeah, so that people understand that's not what we're doing. And we will come to your house up there. We will pick them up with a check. We've done it already because we buy cars from people all over the United States just from the website at givemethevin.com.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hey, my son lives in Houston and you bought his car and y'all live in, you know, Miami. We do it all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, we're setting up a new footprint on the East Coast.
Cool.
And It all works together. It all works in unison.
Yeah.
So just to kind of reiterate while we're there, Dallas, Fort Worth guys, I mean, we come to your house every day. We pick up cars left and right. Houston, oddly enough, we do more business in Houston than we do, which is 4 hours down the road, than we do in our hometown. And the reason is because I took a break from Dallas, Fort Worth radio for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
I like that. Three or four.
And speaking of, I'm glad we brought that. We are moving. We just came back to the Eagle at the beginning of this year and started back in Dallas. But we're moving to ZPS, 92.5 ZPS.
In Dallas,
Hi, this is Bo, and this is Jim. Yep. Zing! And we're going to be on...
What was that?
We're going to be on 92.5 starting September 3rd.
Man.
And we added the Buzz in Houston, 94.9, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on the two biggest rock sticks in the entire
Texas,
Southwest.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, you know, things are coming together.
That's next weekend? We won't be
September 3rd. No,
oh,
that's
September,
a month.
Over a month away. Okay.
We've got a month to promote that move.
Cool.
You going to do billboards and stuff?
Yeah, let's do billboards.
John
let's
and JD. Do,
do, do, do. Good morning.
This is Bo. Ding, ding, and this ding, ding. Is Jim.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I like those guys. They've been around forever. They're great.
I want Ted McKay to come sit in on our show. He sounds like French from South Park. I love him. Ted McKay is my favorite disc jockey.
I was listening to him the other night.
He's great. He's awesome. Great, dude.
The whole station
big old
is.
Black voice on a classic rock station. He knows more about classic rock than anything you ever thought.
I know.
Well, back in 1970, I can't even do a Ted McKay, can you?
People didn't know the Doobie Brothers.
Nah, that's a stoner. Yeah. Ted's got a French from South Park voice. Back in 1972,
you can't even come close.
Led Zeppelin was boarding the Starship. Yeah.
He's like the
they were really stoned, and they were climbing out of Love Field in Dallas, Texas, on their own plane. And Jimmy looked over to Robert and said, "Man, you feeling it? I feel like I'm climbing up." And Robert said, "Jimmy, I feel like I'm on the stairway to heaven."
Oh God. Anyway, yeah, he's great.
That's a pretty good take on Ted.
800-800-RADIO, or just go to givemethevin.com.
That was such an awkward when we met him at the Boston concert, and a guy, some lackey goes, you know, he's introducing you to Ted. Mm-hmm. Said, "Well, John doesn't like Obama." And Ted looks like, and you go, "I like Obama fine." You know?
No.
You get that look from a guy.
800-800-7234. I like Obama fine.
So what did you think about the convention? Any comments? Any
I didn't
questions?
Watch the Democratic one that much. The Republican one got a little weird.
Yeah.
Got a little churchy for me. Got a little chanty. Got a little
That's what they
culty.
Do. That's
little,
what they do.
Culty.
A little Germany in 38.
No. You talk about these conventions in culty. They are. You see, they zero in on people that are crying because their guy didn't make it or their girl did make it or whatever. Dude, really, what do y'all do for a living? What are you doing in the real life to be that into it?
What I did catch was the biggest joke I had heard in a while.
Okay.
Hillary, and I'm not a hater of Hillary, and I'm not a hater of Trump. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to vote for Trump if I vote at all. I'm kind of like, whatever. This whole thing's a circus.
Right, it is.
But Hillary stand up there and said, "And I'm going to work with Bernie Sanders, and we're going to get free college for the middle class." And I'm like, you lying ass woman. How that? You can't get Social Security, no. Right? You don't have health care even half-ass under control, but we're going to give all the brothers and sisters free college.
These are campaign promises they make. Obama was supposed to do all kinds of things that he didn't get
done.
But
did anybody ever just straight up promise free college?
No.
My dad promised me free college, and I'm still paying for it.
No, that's something they'd like to do. But it's just how you do that.
He told me if I get that full ride, because I walked on at SMU as a defensive end, if you get that full ride, I'm going to pay you what I would have paid them.
Okay.
That was our deal.
Nice.
And how'd that work out?
Did not work out.
So you still got any of that money?
And Dad is a Democrat now.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure he's going to vote for Hillary.
Oh,
so it all makes sense. Now I see why that was so sensitive to me.
Come full circle.
That's why that hit me so hard.
Right.
My father has turned out Democrat, and he promised me free college in 1991. And it's still, I paid off my student loans about 15 years ago.
Wow.
But yeah, there is no free college, boys and girls. No. If you don't believe Hillary, ask me. I'll tell you. There's no free college.
There may be one of these days, you know.
The only guy that got free college is my brother. My grandparents set up a college fund for their grandkids, and my brother
went
through all of his, and my dad took mine and paid for my brother's.
What?
Since I was the last I'm the youngest child. By the time I got to college, all the money was gone. So free college.
How did your brother get to spend both?
Because my dad did it for me, because he likes him better than me.
No, he doesn't.
Of course he does.
He does.
Oh, my God. Don't start this, JD. My father likes my brother better than he likes me.
Why?
This has been going on before I was born.
Then why?
He's got his name. They're into horses. Okay. They're horse lovers.
Okay, they're both horses.
Oh, and just, I can bitch about this for a long time. Okay. We're out of time right now, so I can't. He spent all my college money on my brother's rodeo career. New Western haulers, cutting horses, rope horses, $30,000 rope horses, trainer, send them all over the country, Calgary, Canada. I mean,
have you ever dealt with this in therapy?
No, there's nothing to deal with. It's just the fact. My name is John Clay Wolf. I buy cars on the radio so that I can pay for my free college. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
The Breeders. Cannonball.
The Breeders. That's you.
The Deal Twins. They used to be, with one of them was the bass player for the Pixies. That's my Ted McKay moment.
Those Deals.
Back when those Deal lesbian girls were picking that four string as the Pixies, then they had sex with everybody and renamed themselves the Breeders.
There you go.
Had sex with everybody.
Yeah, that Bobo and his voice changing machine to do Ted.
What's going on? Now, John does a good Ted, man. I don't know why I always inflect it that way. When I, you know, the Doobie Brothers. That's not right.
That's not Ted at all. No. Ted's got the Ted McKay on 925. We're moving to 925, by the way, in Dallas, Fort Worth, September 3rd. He's
Lone
got the
Star,
big
92.5.
He's more chef from South Park with the big deal.
Yeah, definitely. Big why can't voice. I do that?
Oh, you can't do everything, Rush. 06 Super Impreza WRX. Gil, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I am just south of Houston.
Okay. And it's a WRX Impreza. Impreza. Is it leather or cloth?
Leather.
Is it a limited or an STI? Or an STI limited?
It's a limited. No, a wagon's, it's a wagon that didn't come in STI.
Okay. Wagon WRX. But hang on a second. Oh, it's a limited. Now I know what we're talking about. How many miles are on it?
69,355.
It's a 06. Is it all dorked out and modded out, or is it stock?
No, it's stock.
Okay, what color?
It's a crystal gray metallic, they call it. It's like a grayish, silverish.
It's going to be expensive, JD.
Yeah.
He couldn't say gray.
Nope.
He had to say crystal gray,
crystal gray.
Metallic.
Mm-hmm.
He's building value.
Well, sure.
That makes it hard for a guy like me to get a car like this bought when they say crystal gray metallic.
Why?
Just because it's not gray. If it's gray, he's like, yeah, it's gray.
Mm.
I don't know, man. Is it 6, 7, 8 grand? Is that right?
I got an offer already from Texas Direct Auto for 9.
Okay, so I'm right there at it. So if I beat that, do I buy it?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm probably going to beat it. Go to givemethevin.com.
I already submitted it online.
Then why are you calling?
I just did it. I wanted to get your opinion. After
there you go.
Well, I can't do that on the air this moment, but
okay.
I can tell you this. I like those cars, and I want to buy it, and odds are, after I look at the pictures, I'm going to get it bought. So hang tight. And the guys are listening in the buying room also. They hear what we're saying right now, so they know they're digging it back up. What's your last name? Well, I won't even say. We'll get this car bought. We'll get this car bought. I want it.
I'm probably the only Gil who submitted anything recently to you anyway.
You would be surprised how many. We're having trouble keeping up with our customer names in our database because it's gotten so big. Because there's so many in there.
Oh, so many, I guess, yeah.
800-800-7234. Hey, guys, buy Gil's SRX Subaru. I don't know what else to tell him. Belton, an 06 Dodge 3/4-ton Laramie. Is it a four-wheel drive?
Yeah, it's four-wheel drive.
Is it a long or short?
Short, man.
Average, rough, or clean?
Clean.
So it's a 5.9. It's clean. It's a shorty. It's 146 on a 06. It's mid-teens is what the money is. Does 15 grand buy it? 14 grand buy it?
No.
Why? Why? Why you guys with 150,000-mile trucks are just so all up in, well, I saw an Auto Trader. But they're not selling them for that. That's what they're asking. What's it take to buy it?
It's going to be too much.
All right, bye. 800-800-RADIO.
Cut to the chase.
Austin, a 12 Jeep Wrangler with 45. Is it a Sahara or a Rubicon or a what?
Yeah, it's Sahara. It's the Arctic Special Edition.
JD, this one's going to be expensive.
Arctic Special.
Arctic Special.
I got that.
Yeah, he's adding value. Is it lifted?
It is lifted.
How much is it lifted? 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch?
2.5.
So it's just right.
2.5, 3-inch, yeah.
Is it a hard top?
35. It is a hard top. Same color.
Arctic. What color? What you told me, and I was making, talking
white.
So much. White. White's good. So it's got a white hard top?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, I see. Actually, I'm looking in my system here. It does say Arctic.
See?
He was right. He was right. It's a 12 Wrangler Sahara with 45.
Boy.
Really? I'm thinking 26 to 27.
Yeah, you're close.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
What?
When you say I'm close, based off of what? Have you had some other offers?
No, but I mean, you're close to my number. I was thinking more. I really want to trade it. I don't know if you do that.
No. I got out of the retail business about 5 years ago. I used to own Wolf Ford, Wolf Dodge, and Wolf Chevy. And I'm better on this part. I'm a good wholesale dealer. I make 400, 300 bucks a car, do a couple hundred cars a week, and it adds up fine and make people happy. When I sell people cars, you make money on them, and then when you bring them back, they're mad at you.
Yeah, they are.
They're mad at you. In this way, I'm making them happy because I'm giving them money.
Giving them cash.
Yeah. I'd rather just make people happy. I'm a happy person.
You're a happy guy.
So what does it take to buy the car?
Probably like $29,500.
That's retail. You know that, right?
Close. I love it, though. I love the Jeep, so that's part of it. It's going
to
be hard.
But you've got to think about what is it worth your time on just getting the money right now. Boom. Over. I mean, and all the crap it takes to sell one and running an ad and test driving people and letting them tell you about the financing that they don't have and all that stuff. So go to gimmethevin.com, load it up, tell me what it costs. We'll make a decision. I might give it. When I see it, I'll know. When I see the car, I'll know what I can pay. All right. Are we at break, Bob?
We're about 9 seconds away.
Well, sir. I think then we probably, that's pretty close. Yeah. We'll be right back. My name's John Clay Wolf. I buy cars on the radio for gimmethevin.com.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Call him toll-free, 1-800-800-RADIO, 1-800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
GiveMeTheVin.com is the website. Hey, we've got one on here from the Jersey Shore, Bobbo.
All right.
The Jersey Shore. Tom, good morning. You're not on the Jersey Shore, are you? What city are you in New Jersey?
I'm in Phillipsburg. It's right across from Easton, Pennsylvania, on the Delaware River.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, this O2 Z28. They told me when we started on WZZO, you're going to get a lot of Camaro calls.
Yeah.
So here you are, Tom, just as promised. Does this thing have rust on it?
How many? What it has left?
Rust. R-U-S-T.
It's got
rust.
I don't know what you're asking me. Rust? Oh, no rust at all. It's spotless. It's perfect.
I mean, how can you not have rust on an O2 Camaro that's lived its life up there?
Well, the kid that bought it new kept it in the garage because he thought it was an instant classic. He never drove it. It had 11,000 miles in 8 years.
Okay.
Wow. And then when they brought back the Camaro, he sold it to me. And it's pretty cherry.
So it's a convertible or hardtop?
T-tops.
Gotcha.
It's the 35th anniversary special with the red and the black and all that stuff.
Is it? It's an O2 with 57, Z28 on the Jersey Shore. I think it's a 7 grander.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think you're in the ballpark, yeah.
Well, then load it up into GiveMeTheVin.com. If we buy it, then we'll send somebody to your house with a check, pick it up. And bada bing, bada boom, it's over.
Okay,
you can call in next week and brag about us.
There you go. All right.
Dallas, Houston listeners, too, if you want to make the drive. Dallas, Fort Worth listeners. I figured out what to do with these Guns N' Roses tickets.
What are you gonna
Guns N' Roses with Slash is playing at Texas Stadium, or AT&T Stadium, Wednesday night.
This week.
I have some extra tickets.
Yeah.
Good tickets.
Man.
And I didn't know how to give them away. So the next person that sells us their car
really
wins the tickets.
Oh, that's simple.
Through the website, givemethevin.com. Go in there. We're going to offer you, send our offer letters. And if we make a deal and you accept it, we will exchange the tickets when we deliver it to you. I mean, when we get we'll bring you the money and your tickets.
And the
wow.
Tickets. Okay, that's
the next
good.
Person that sells us their car wins Guns N' Roses tickets for Wednesday night. That makes sense.
Simple enough.
Why didn't I think of that an hour ago?
Whoever wins will be.
You want a woman to trade you.
Oh, yeah. My wife called and said that
not gonna work.
Radio contest is not going to work. And also, I was reading in our agreement, it said no gambling with tickets.
Oh, that's right.
And whenever you're jacking with a woman, it's gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling, yeah. Sir.
7 come 11.
Christopher 06 Vet Z06 with 50. Where do you live?
The Woodlands, Texas.
Woodlands, Texas. Are you a Guns N' Roses fan?
I am, actually.
Would you be willing to drive up here to see them?
If you make me a good offer on the car.
And you can bring the car, and then you can ride the train back.
There you go, right?
Yeah, I don't know what train that is, but we'll come up with one. Amtrak.
I'll just have a friend follow me up there, and you know what? She'll drive me back.
Does it have chrome wheels and navigation? You've got an 06 Z06.
No, it has no navigation and no chrome wheels on it.
Does it have a clean Carfax?
Yes, sir, it does.
Is it more than 24 grand?
Yes.
Is it more than 25 grand?
Yes.
No. I don't think so, man. Is it more than 26 grand?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, because it's a silver car and not yellow or red that all the other Corvettes are.
There's a reason they're all yellow and red. That's what people want. I'm not trying to beat on your car, but I'm telling you, silver is a deduction. Seriously. Promise you. I know you don't believe me, but that's fine. I just do it every day, all day.
Yeah. No, that's not good. I still submit it. I mean, I don't think the number's too far off, but nah, I don't think I can let it go for...
What's it take to buy the car?
I think 29.
If it had 30,000 miles on it, I'd buy it. It's got 50 on it. It's silver. I think 26 is all of it is what I really think. Maybe 26 and a half. Well, if you're delivering it to pick up the tickets, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're close. We're there. Anyway, you know our website. Go put it in. 800-800-RADIO or go to givemethevin.com. VIN number. Doug, 07Z71, is it a crew or extended or regular?
It's a crew cab.
Is it the classic body or the new body?
The new body.
Is it leather or cloth?
It's cloth.
Is it 9,000?
No, I can't take that. It's in good condition.
Is it 10,000?
No, I'm thinking 13,000.
Yeah. Everybody wants retail for their stuff, and that's cool. But we work on the high end of the wholesale market, and it's the cash market. So there's no boogering around. You just get a check, and it's done.
Yeah.
So
you see that same truck on a dealership lot, and they're looking for 20.
Yeah, but that's a different world, man. They're asking that, and the guy's buried in his trade, and blah 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 blah. And the bank charges a $3,000 fee to get the financing done. This truck has 140. Yeah. That's a whole different animal. We're talking straight up dollars and cents. No smoke and mirrors. Will 12 grand buy the truck?
12 grand. I don't think so. You buy it for 13, sell it for 15, and make some profit.
Dude, I make $300 to $400 a car. I know you don't want to believe that, but it's true. I buy from you guys and dealers. I buy the trade-ins at the dealerships actually more than I buy from the public. And I am the market. I'm trying to... You know, cocky, whatever. Yep. I mean, I'm the market. We're in the biggest market in the Southwest United States, and we're in the biggest market in the country in Pennsylvania. And in Dallas is the best market in the United States, and I'm bringing the Dallas market to you. You're in Amarillo, right? 806 area code?
Yes, sir.
I still got to haul that bitch down here. You going to pay for that?
Yeah.
So if you want to sell it, I'll give you the top money on it, but I mean, I can't do stupid things. I've got to still be able to spread it, you know, $500. If I spread your car $1,000, I would make $550 after expenses. Full detail, transport from Amarillo, auction selfie. Yeah, I'd make $450 actually. And if I missed it and I overbid it $1,000, I'd lose $1,400. So yeah, I'm gambling with your car.
All right,
let me know. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. I lose on cars all the time, by the way, guys. Yeah. I took several $3,000 heaters on Tuesday.
Ouch,
it happens.
This week?
Yep. Corey, I won Lightning with 120, a Ford Lightning. 6'7", 6'7", 8", maybe? You there, Corey?
Hello?
Corey.
Yes, sir.
An 01 Lightning with 120, I think, is worth about 8 grand.
Yeah, you know, it's completely unmolested. The truck is bone stock to the top.
That's good.
I just redid the interior in it, but
what's it take to buy it?
You know, I've seen it. Huh?
What's it take to buy it?
Man, I've seen them. It's difficult to say. It's one of those things I've seen them.
I've given 15 grand for a 20,000 mile one.
Yeah, I can see that definitely. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm thinking more than 10 grand range.
Load it into the website. Go to givemethevin.com. Let's look at it. Let me pull the vehicle history. 800-800-7234. Just go to give me the VIN. Give me the VIN, the VIN number. Give me the VIN.com. 10 GMC Sierra with 96. Mason, is it a crew cab two-wheel drive?
Yes, sir.
Leather or cloth?
Cloth.
20s or 18s on the wheels?
Man, that's actually a full custom truck. It's got 22s on it, mm-hmm. and it's got a 5.7 drop with a built LS7 in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ain't, I mean, I like it. I think it's cool, but you guys spend so much money on those conversions when you get all geeked out and hot roddy. I mean, what do you want for this thing?
Man, I've had offers for 16.3 on it.
I was thinking 14, so we're not that far. Why didn't you take the 16.3?
I don't know. I kind of felt like I could get a little bit more out of it, and I was just trying to hop into a bit of a diesel, see if I could just, you know.
How long ago was the 16.3?
Oh, probably when I had 90,000 miles on it, so a couple months ago.
Yeah. What will buy it today?
What would buy it today? I don't know, 17?
Load it in. Let's look and detail out the add-ons on the info column. Go to givemethevin.com, push it in there. Let's see some pictures. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Wait, 06 to come with a buck and a half. Is it a crew cab? Wade, are you there?
Wade.
Oklahoma Wade? I hear myself talking to Wade, but Wade does not hear
Wade,
me.
Wade, you're there. Hello, Wade.
Ray, a 03 Protege with 242 is worth a crisp and clean $100 bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It really is. JD right here, he'll give it to you.
I can give you the cash.
Yeah, it's just not me. We not beating up on your car, but the it's quarter million mile, you know, 18-year-old Protege. Or not 18-year-old. But anyway, I don't feel like doing the math. Yeah, it's just not. It's not me. Thank you, though. 800-800-RADIO and givemethevin.com. I stress you guys, go to the website more so than you call us, because right. The call-in deal, we're so busy now. We've gotten in so many cities. The backup on the call-in board is long in the website. We've got 12 reps.
I was just going to ask buyers, you how many reps you got.
12 on the other side of the wall over there in our buying center. And all the when you go to the website, it flows right into their queue. And it like goes A, B, C, D. So every one, it goes to a different guy, and he's sitting there working on them, and they can give you more time than I can give you on the radio. A 10 Lexus GS350 is it worth $9,000, Greg?
Give me a trainload of them, if that's enough.
Well, hang on. Listen, look, maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, GS350.
Trainload. You're a dealer. Are you a dealer? That's such a dealer comment.
Give me a trainload of them. That number.
That's such a dealer comment.
Yeah.
I'll take a truckload there, man. Hang on, let me look. Maybe I am low. Yeah, I lowballed you. I didn't mean to, Greg. Sorry.
Yeah. That was almost insulting.
Yeah, don't be insulted. If you want to be insulted, come home with me and listen to how my wife talks to me.
God, I said almost.
does 13.5 buy it?
No, I can write. I'm not a dealer, uh-huh. but I have friends that are in the business.
Right.
I can run this car through the sale at probably 10 and a half.
Now, hang on, homeboy. Now you're telling Noah about the flood.
I stated that.
Okay. Mannheim, Texas, Hobby Auto Auction. June 30th. It was a hot summer Texas day at the Mannheim, Texas Hobby Auction. In an 84,000-mile black 2010 Lexus GS350 rolled through the lanes.
Rolled slow.
How many?
84,000 miles.
Okay.
Very similar to someone's car that we know on the radio.
Who?
I don't know who, but this car sold for $14,200.
Wow.
Yes, it did. I say to you.
It did. It sold. And then, what? In San Diego, where everything's higher. Oh, in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did bring $15,000. There's one. And then, May 19th. 2016.
What happened?
At the Mannheim, Texas Hobby Auto Auction.
What happened?
There was an 80,000-mile black one. Again, a different one.
Yeah.
That rolled through the lanes.
Oh, no.
And it brought an even $14,200.
$14,200.
Now, in Riverside, California, with 30,000 miles, there was one that went for $16,000.
Wow.
So the question is why would we give $16,000 for old boys 80,000-mile one when we can buy them all day for $14,000 at the sale?
There.
I don't know. But he's got a friend that's got a friend that we can run it through the lane. We can get $16,000. No, you can't! You're wrong!
John.
I'm sorry.
Screeching.
I just, when people start telling me things that I know better. I get a little excited.
Noah, the flood, I know.
Mike, good morning. You're on the air. Mike, 15 Charger Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Is this thing, is it a Super B or is it a Hot Rod? Or is it, they didn't make a Super B in 15. Is it? What have you got? Oh, hell, I'm out of time. Mike, I'm out of time. I got 40 seconds before the next net queue off the satellite. I got a boogie. Go to the website, givemethevin.com. That goes for everyone else. Go to givemethevin.com. And remember, the next car that we buy in the buyer's room, the next one that accepts and we do a deal with, we're going to give away the free Guns N' Roses tickets. Oklahoma City, Eagle listeners, Pennsylvania, WZZO, The Buzz in Houston. Y'all are all fixing to go away. ESPN Houston is staying on. All the West Texas, Arkansas, there's more of them that are staying on for the final hour. Louisiana, of course, South Louisiana. Planet Radio, 104.3? 105.1 Planet Radio. Anyway, they rock your ass off. That's really all that matters, JD. Planet Radio rocks your ass off in South Louisiana. We're going to be on for another hour, and you can go to iHeartRadio and stream us for the next hour. Or go to the JCW show, Give Me the Vin, this afternoon and load the podcast and catch the last hour. We will see the rest of you guys next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Remember, September 3rd, we're moving to 92.5 KZPS in Dallas-Fort Worth, Lone Star. That's in a month. I'm just telling everybody, if you wonder where we are in Dallas, that's where we're going to be. Be back with hour number four of the show. And sorry, we're signing off on some of our affiliates right now. The rest of you guys, you can pick it up on the podcast.
Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
What are you bitching about, Bobo?
Am I? Was I?
Oh, man. What'd you do wrong? What'd you break?
I don't know what I was. Did I do that out loud?
Oh, man.
For those that don't know, Bobo's running the thing today. He's doing Turley's job.
He's driving the airplane.
He is in master control.
Turley drove to Mexico.
Why?
He said he's taking his kid to a long jump contest, but I think he's going to either mule drugs or people home.
It's a ploy.
I don't think so.
I know what happened, man. I heard Foo Fighters.
Oh, you don't like it?
Well, no. We all love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
twice a day. You know, 2 days out of the week. There's a lot of music out there, man.
Yeah. You're sick of the Foo Fighters, what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. JC, what have you got? JC. I'm JC.
Yo, JC.
JD. JC and JD.
Well,
your morning show.
Do you remember John Hinckley?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did he do?
He shot President Reagan.
There you go. Well, he's getting out of prison. He's getting out of jail. He's getting out of a psychiatric hospital after 35 years.
Right.
You like this? I thought Bobo would have a comment on it.
Listen,
what about Rush? Rush Limbaugh's here with us. Rush, what do you think about Hinckley getting out of?
If I understand correctly.
Yes.
You're asking me about John Hinckley Jr.
Right. Should he get out? I mean, really, why not just keep him locked away? He shot one of our presidents. Can you imagine if you did that in any other country in the world? They would have killed you before you made it to the hospital.
There's a little while. Look. Talk about death.
Yeah.
To John Hinckley Jr.
Right.
It's like swatting a fly without cursing.
What?
It's overkill.
I'm not getting it. Okay.
Perhaps the man was saying when he saw Taxi Driver, and look.
So you let it out now.
Those Martin Scorsese films are by no means safe for general consumption.
Oh, God.
By an intelligent democratic public.
But you, that's all right. You can take it.
I say.
Yes.
We should give him an oxycodone.
Oh, my God.
A bucket of kettle corn.
Mm-hmm.
Orville Redenbacher's. With extra butter.
How's your...
Make him watch the new Ghostbusters 3 times in a row.
Have you seen it yet?
I think it'll calm him down.
Have you seen Ghostbusters, Jay?
I have, yes.
Is it good?
It's predictable. It's cute. It's not awful like they said it was.
No, it's not.
It's not awful.
It's not.
It's cute.
There are
have you seen
scenes.
Everybody Wants Some, the Dazed and Confused remake?
No,
Bob, have you seen that one?
No, I'm going to have to do it. It's hard to find, man.
And I got it. It's on Amazon Prime. Amazon, their Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah, I watched it the other day. It's fine. I mean, it was so Dazed and Confused, it was almost a little too much.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was perfect. I mean, he did a wonderful job, but it's just Dazed and Confused double stamped. probably a lot like Ghostbusters.
What the hell are people expecting in films today? Like the new Ghostbusters, like JD said, it's not horrible. I mean, it's predictable. It's all girl actors.
It's cute.
Instead of guy Ghostbusters.
There's some funny moments.
All the old Ghostbusters have little cameo appearances.
That's what I like about
appearances.
It. Yeah. Bill Murray's in it.
Yeah, it's a tribute to the old deal.
If you're going to remake a movie, why don't they remake Stripes?
Yeah, seriously.
I love Stripes. That's the best movie ever.
That's one of the best. That and what about Bobber, my two favorite Bill Murray movies.
People don't set out to make bad films anywhere. I saw Bridge of Spies, the Spielberg film from last year, just a couple weeks ago.
Huh?
It's phenomenal.
This is great.
Made $0 at the box office.
Really?
Very critically acclaimed. Hmm. What the hell do people want?
I don't know. Well, let's see what Dave wants. He's got an 04 Lexus LX470 with 84. Sucker. Dave, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Where are you joining us from?
Houston.
To Houston, Texas. Katie. 04 LX470, what color is it?
Black with tan.
Average, rough, or clean?
Mint.
Mint, he says. The man says mint.
Garage kept, dealer maintained. When it was 10 years old, I had a new timing belt put in it. All this maintenance is all taken care of.
It's a 04, and we're going, the 17s are coming out.
Yeah.
But it's got nice miles, and it's mint. 14 grand is the number I'm coming up with.
Whew, that hurts.
Yeah?
Well, I bought this, and I bought another truck brand new, and the other one, I don't know if you'd want, but that hurts. The other one, I think, would be...
Let's go 15 because it's mint. It's the body styles is what it screws it up.
That's that Land Cruiser LX, man. It's timeless.
What's it take to buy it?
Whew, I don't. Oh, I forgot to mention it does have a little bit of a lift on it too. So it's got like a 2-inch lift just to kind of bring it up a little bit.
On a Lexus?
Yeah, because it's essentially a Land Cruiser.
No, I agree. Let's do this. Go to givemethevin.com, givemethevin.com, load it up, take a back off the car and show me a side shot of it, and then whip open the door and push another picture, and then enter that one, and then do this truck also, and I'll bid them both. The lift, I mean, it's an 04, right? But it's, when I see it, a picture can be worth 1,000 words or a couple of $1,000.
Right.
I need to see it.
Okay.
I mean, what would be? Would you rather me say 14 and then come up, or would you rather me say 18 and then come down?
Well, it's one of those things. I don't really need to sell it, but I have a company vehicle, so I hardly ever drive it.
I'll buy it, and I'll get you a check, and it'll hammer, and it'll be done, and I'll have somebody come to your house and pick it up. I need to see it. Go to givemethevin.com and let's get the pics.
Alrighty.
Thanks. 800-800-RADIO, or just go to givemethevin.com. Let me grab this. Justin, an 07 F-150 with 111. Is it leather or cloth?
It's cloth.
Is it a four-wheel drive or two?
It's a two-wheel drive.
Is it a crew cab or an extended cab or a regular cab?
Crew cab.
Is it cloth? It's an 07. It's got 111. It's $9,000, isn't it?
What's that?
9,000?
Yeah, I was thinking 95.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Go to givemethevin.com, load it up, say, Wolf, hit me at $9,000. I'll sell it for $9,000, or I'll sell it for $95,000, whatever the number is. And where do you live?
In Houston.
Okay. Well, you know, just like the rest. I swear to God, we do more business in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I had to put a full-time crew on the ground down there.
I was going to say, you got trucks going up and down the highway.
We got trucks going up and down the highway, but I've got a full staff down there that's running around Houston with Give Me the Vin cars, picking them up every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's weird because there's a lot of competition in Houston. And the fact that we can do so well in Houston and beat them all up like a bunch of little bitches.
That is odd.
I made them my bitch, Bob. Oh. Isn't it? I mean, I don't know. How did we do it? Well, what happened? Are you a first-time listener, or have you been listening to us for a while?
No, first-time listener. Just turned it on this morning.
Well, good. Well, we'll buy your truck.
Well, I'm in the market to sell it. Getting divorced. Got to get rid of it. I hate to get rid of this truck.
Hey, time, slow down. What's your age?
I'm 42.
Getting divorced. How old is she?
38.
Okay, a little spread there.
About that time.
How long have y'all been married?
15 and a half years.
Oh, wow. How many kids?
Two.
Who's leaving who?
It's mutual.
Oh, don't give me that. Come on, man. It's
no,
you and me.
It is.
I mean, come on. Who has another relationship? Which one of you? Tell the truth. Don't
no,
lie.
Neither of us have another relationship. I guess I instigated. I'm guilty. It's me.
All right. That's fine. Was she just nagging at you all the time?
No, we got to the point where we just weren't talking at all.
Right.
So,
well, you
anyway.
Quit. You quit talking because it's not fun to talk to them because they're being.
Not always.
Not. I mean, you know, no. I understand. Do y'all not have anything in common anymore?
No.
Just the kids. The kids. The kids. The kids. Yeah. The kids. The kids. How old are they?
11 and 13.
Yeah, that's about the age where a lot of people split it. Well, let's buy your truck and get that going, and you can get your divorce wrapped up and get on with your new life.
You're awesome.
All right, man. Yeah. Later. Bye. 800-800-RADIO or givemethevin.com.
Why are these questions to this guy?
Because sometimes in the past, when we hear divorce stories, they really get good.
Yeah.
That guy has a good story. He just wasn't wanting to share it on air.
They grew apart. Yeah. Most people just grow slowly apart. Most people don't have the cops involved in state and local authorities.
But some do.
But some do. That's how they keep the cops TV show on.
My aunt was getting a divorce from my uncle years ago.
Yeah.
God bless his soul. He's gone.
Okay.
And she had him, she got one of those tricky lawyers.
Okay.
And she had him come meet her at the house one night.
All right.
And they set it up.
Oh, no.
And, yes. And she knew he always carried a gun. He always has a gun on.
I can see this going. Okay.
He's out in the country, and it's up in long driveway. And she called the cops saying that he was doing something, you know, being crazy, which he wasn't. It was a complete staged. It was a caged bird hunt.
Wow.
And they arrested him and put him in jail.
Wow.
And he died. And my dad always said that killed him. That was the deal that just...
Because you loved somebody at one point, mm-hmm. and you trusted them, and they have completely lost their minds and gone against everything you trusted and believed in.
These divorce lawyers will get women to do crazy. They are.
They are awful.
They are.
People.
They really are.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know. I don't know how they sleep at night. I really don't.
No, it's terrible.
And not all of them. I'm sure there's some good ones, but... Their job is to get the most.
Hey, does your husband ever stay in? Do the kids ever get in his bed with him? Well, yeah, they sleep together.
Here we go.
Could you ever get any of them to say anything?
God.
That's what they do.
You're making me crazy. I know.
That's what they do.
I know. You're making me nuts. I know.
It's sad. It's
sad. They're tearing families apart and making terrible memories just to win.
And then they get you on the dope and you can't quit paying them.
Of course not.
Because all these allegations are flying around. Yeah. Once they start...
They fed the machine.
Once they get the fire started, you can't let go.
No.
10,000 a month. Click, 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 click. It's unbelievable.
They built the machine.
They did.
They know how it works.
If you're getting a divorce, listen to what I'm telling you and keep it in mind because I've got a good buddy that's getting a divorce right now.
Do everything you can do to not get lawyers involved or
go
to mediation.
Use the same lawyer.
Get the same lawyer or go to mediation.
Yeah, mediation.
Mediation is so much better. So much better.
But you got to be zen about it too, though, because you're saying, you know, the guy died. It just killed him. That level of abject betrayal just killed him in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be like that, man.
You can't just die. You know, you got to fight it off.
There's a reason we wanted out of this deal. Even if you didn't want out, right. If you love somebody, right. Let them go. You want them happy if you love them, right?
That's true. Let them go.
And guess what? Now you're free.
It's hard. I know. Some people don't want to be free.
He was having an affair with his secretary, and her last name was Wolf also. So it was very weird when he divorced one of them and he went to the other one up. And her last name is Wolf. Yeah, he was just sitting there drinking his Crown
like
and Coke one day.
Fetish or something.
In his aorta detached from his heart.
Yeah.
Aorta.
Yeah.
Whatever the main line is,
right.
It just detached. He just died right there. It was weird.
Happens.
He was an alcoholic. Just like you, JD.
Yeah.
Kay, good morning. You're on the air.
Just like
Ouch.
Me.
God.
Kay.
That's
mean. 2007 Chevy Silverado, Kay. Are you there?
I'm here.
Is this a two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive Chevy?
Four-wheel drive.
Is it leather or cloth?
Leather.
Is it, you might not know, is it what they call the classic or the new body style? In 07, they made both.
I believe it's the new body style.
I'm going to just bid it as a new body style. If it's got 180 and it's leather and it's nice, I'm an $8,000 buyer.
I'll sell it.
Okay. Well, send me pictures. GiveMeTheVin.com. Where are you calling from?
In Texas.
Okay. We will get it wrapped up. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Say, John, hit me at 8. I'll take it. Here's the VIN. Here's the pics. Blah, 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 blah. If there's any if there's anything we got to fix on it, we're meant to back it up a little bit. But, I mean, if it's not, we're good.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bada bing.
You still looking for folks to work here?
Bada boom. I am, but I should have mentioned it while we were on the air in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fixing to grow a lot. Like, yeah. What the hell are you playing, Bobo?
I like it, man. It's verb pipe. It's kind of zen,
the
man.
Verb pipe?
Verb pipe.
Yeah, who's the verb pipe, anyway?
I DJ weddings and dances and stuff.
Yeah?
And I got a gazillion songs in there. I'm not really paying attention to titles or artists right now. I'm just playing. I needed 40 minutes and 26 seconds, and that's what this song is.
Perfect.
Can we just change it?
Is it terrible?
We'll screw you up if I
request. Yeah.
Give me some other. Let's give me some choices.
I got you.
He didn't let me choose.
He didn't let you choose.
You know, I always like calling radio stations and getting a request and my request getting played.
Yeah. Well, what's your request, sir?
I always remember calling Scotty P, man, up there in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Scotty P.
Hey, Scotty P. I'm coming to live here. What do you want to hear? It's a Mo Bandy for Johnny C.
Mo Bandy.
He's back in the rodeo clown. Hey.
Bandy, the rodeo clown.
All right, Scotty.
What's in the news, JD?
Well, let's see here. Hey, you know what? The lottery tonight is a record. And a Georgia man recently won the lottery. He won $3 million. Well, you'd be happy, right? You'd be set. $3 million.
Yes.
All right. Well, he decided to do some investments. In fact, he invested in the local meth ring. Ronnie Music Jr. is his name. Purchased a large quantity of drug meth with his lottery winnings, and now he can spend the rest of that in jail.
No, oh, good for you, Walter White.
Speaking of
Heisenberg lives.
I mean, seriously, you got the money. Don't spend it on dope. Don't spend it on crap. Marijuana is becoming increasingly recognized as an effective product to help people with pain and suffering, right? Well, there's a new product out by the company Foria, and they have come up with a tampon that is actually has the THC in it.
Oh, shut up.
I'm telling you truth. It's the truth.
So it's an edible?
If this effect reportedly causes a decrease in pain and discomfort, we're going to move forward. Hey, Sesame Street today brought to you by the letters F-I-R-E-D. They fired three of these people have been on the show 45 years, and they fired them this week. Yeah, the beloved characters of the 45-year-old children's show have been given their walking papers. Gordon, the science teacher, Lewis, the Mr. Fix-It, who was played by Bob McGrath, and who else? The music teacher, Bob. They're all out.
Why?
1, 2, 3 firings.
The count? Did the count get S-canned?
No, I don't think so.
Now those puppets work on the cheap, dude.
God, it's not the these are the people.
Right, what's wrong with the people, man? They fired all.
Have you ever been in an argument with a woman? She got out of the car at an inappropriate time. Ever?
Yes.
It's happened to me so many times.
Where they're so mad they're walking next to you in the car, and you're like, you got your hazards on, walking
women,
next to them.
Listen
trying
to us. Don't do that. I'm just going to walk home. We are 37 miles from the house, and it's 2:18 in the morning. Please, I'll drive you to the 7-Eleven. Get in the car. No, I'm not going to. Anyway, this lady was a tourist. She got out of the car. She was having an argument with her boyfriend. This was, by the way, in China. She got out of the car.
Chinese people fight each other,
She happened to be.
Did they do like a Bruce Lee moment?
They happened to be in a wildlife in the Bingding Wildlife Park.
Bingding.
It is one I'm reading it in Beijing. Surveillance video captured the moment she got out of the car, and a tiger immediately attacked her and killed her.
Ah. And what was it?
True story. There's video. I see.
I wonder
it.
How the husband, what he really thought.
He got out. It's funny because he gets out of the car. That literally, the tiger comes up. She gets out, walks
around.
I
saw the video. He just snatched her away.
Boom.
The tiger just snatched her out of the ski.
Bye-bye.
Was the husband, did he wave?
He gets out, and he gets out like he's going to do something. And then he realizes it's a tiger, and he goes, well, maybe not as much.
I got a tiger by the tail. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. My name's John Clay Wolf. His name's J.D. Ryan. Bobo on the boards this morning, and we buy cars on the air at GiveMeTheVin.com.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Now what?
Now what? What do you mean now what?
Listen, man.
I'm tired.
Why?
Because well, I went to the Ranger game last night and I had too many toddies.
You came in hungover.
Yeah, I had to get an Uber back.
How many $13 beers did you buy?
Too many. But we did whip the KC Rolls ass.
There you go.
Which needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then my kid woke me up in the middle of the night.
Why?
Because he was having, he was breathing hard.
Breathing low.
Yeah. Huh. There's nothing worse than, you know, finally getting to sleep. Like, okay,
don't they have little inhalers or something?
He did. He brought me his inhaler. Dad, can you help me with this?
How old is he?
He's 10.
10, okay.
Yeah, so I was like coaching him on how to do the inhaler, and it reminded me of college.
Why?
He's like, "You're really good at this, Dad." I'm like, "Okay, breathe out. Breathe out.
Put your finger over the hole.
Put your finger over the deal. Push it. Suck it in. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, now let it go."
Has it got like a little Advair discus thing?
I don't know about all that, but I mean,
remember this move, and we'll revisit it in about 10 years.
Hold it. Hold it.
Hold it. Hold it.
You're burning it. You're burning it. You're burning it.
Man.
Oh, man.
He's like, should I get my deal? Because they have some chamber that you can shoot the antifreeze in. No, what's it called? Inhaler.
Yeah, inhaler.
Into. And breathe through that. I'm like, no, we can just do it straight. I'll just teach you.
Teach you. Do it straight up.
Yeah, do it straight up.
It's called shotgun, son. Sit down.
Put your finger over the carb, man.
Okay. Have we gotten rid of the Guns N' Roses tickets, or do we know?
I have no idea. The deal was the first person we buy our car, the next person to sell us our car, gets the Guns N' Roses tickets. Okay. And has that happened? I will know after the show. I'm sure somebody has.
Okay, sure. The other room.
We buy a lot of cars.
See, this is why we don't use the shiny side. You get this 10-4, and it's going to get hot, boy.
Well, speaking of getting high, nearly a third of college students say they engage in practices they called drunkorexia instead of anorexia.
What?
Drunkorexia.
I think that's what I have this morning.
You know what that is?
Drunkorexia.
No, you have to do this before, actually.
Oh, okay.
That you skip meals or exercise heavily to offset the calories you're going to consume. So you don't drink. I used to do that. I mean, I used to not eat because food is an alcohol dam. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And look at Bobo. I think he's doing it.
Drunkorexia?
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of college students have done that. They'll exercise really hard, or they'll skip meals to make sure before they drink.
Just a damn minute. What do you mean, look at Bobo, man?
What was that about?
What are you talking about?
You've been exercising and getting not eating much, just drinking.
You've been drinking?
How do you know?
I watch you.
I'm the one that brought the fiber bitches for breakfast this
morning.
You did.
You brought fiber cereal in for us. Speaking of booze, health experts are now calling for warning labels on booze, like things like, just like tobacco products. They say basically there's some cancer now linked directly to drinking alcohol in high levels. Highest risks are associated with the heaviest drinkers, obviously, and light to moderate drinkers are for the most part okay. The problem with Americans is you give them a little bit, people go, hey, red wine's good for you. So three boxes must be great.
What is your, JD, you're an ex alcoholic.
I am that.
And
7 years going on 8.
What is your opinion of alcohol versus THC, the Colorado Seattle argument? Marijuana.
In what realm?
Okay, so we can go to a liquor store.
Yeah.
And we can purchase Bacardi 151.
Sure can.
Legally.
All day.
Over the age of 21.
Well.
Do you think that it is worse to go to a dispensary and buy whatever kind of marijuana?
I don't think so at all.
Because that's exactly what those deals in Colorado are. Just liquor stores.
I'm surprised we didn't do it years ago. The money is there. The tax money is there. People are going to do it anyway.
Well, there's money in meth.
Yeah, I know, but honestly, there's no relationship to meth and marijuana.
I know, but you're saying, well, the money's there.
Well, I'm saying the tax money is
there. Do you think that marijuana is...
We're so afraid of marijuana and THC.
Do you think it's worse than booze?
No.
Bobo?
Absolutely not.
No, it's medically, it's not either. Alcohol is the worst thing you can throw into your body. THC is natural. I mean, I realize alcohol is too. It's fermented from potatoes or wherever. But no, it's completely much better for
you. So why, when people talk about
weed... It actually
has
health benefits. Alcohol has literally no health benefits.
Bobo, you have a...
I wouldn't agree with that. Red wine can be very good for the blood pressure.
A small bit of red wine.
As a person with chronic high blood pressure, I'm telling you.
I got you.
Yeah, it helps me out.
Or possibly not eating the french fries.
Here's the only kink in the idea that marijuana can be, you know, less health hazardous.
Yeah.
the really only proper way to use it is to set it on fire and smoke it.
Well, I thought people... Now, is that what the medical marijuana does? I thought it was not.
They make candies and drinks and all kinds of ways you can use it without setting it on fire.
Right.
But, you know...
And breathing it into your lungs, which were never intended to have smoke in them.
Less regulated that way to your body, if you don't know. I guess maybe in Colorado they have a mantra now. They say, be sure and wait 4 hours. You know, that's their...
4 hours.
Their safety handle. Wait 4 hours.
After what? After
you eat one of these things.
A one brownie.
It's not going to set on right away. It's not pure mescaline.
So do they sell them like candy bars in the store? Like it's a candy bar. Like it's a Mars bar.
Yeah. Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, so
get you high as a kite.
So it is
it will get you up there. Have you ever flown a kite and let the string all the way out?
Yeah.
And then just left it up there for 4 hours? That's what a Tootsie Roll. A gummy bear THC with 10, yes.
And then had a conversation with the guy.
But what you don't want to do is let that last ravel go off the string holder and then it fly away.
Fly away.
And you'll be up there thinking you might fly away. Jay, good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Jay. 2013 Jay. Benzo C250. Is it a sedan or a coupe?
No, it's coupe.
Okay. All-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
That I do not know.
Well, are you calling from Texas? It's probably a two-wheel drive.
Yeah, and then then I put some rims on it, some like 18 black Giavelli rims, and that's, I don't know if that increases value or what.
It all beauty is in the eye of the beer holder. I need to see pictures, but it sounds pretty. What color is this car?
It's white.
That's good. What color is the interior?
Black, and it's got the red stitching.
Does it have navigation?
Yes.
Does it have the big sunroof?
Yes.
Is it $17,000?
How much is it?
17.
It's 17?
Yep.
Okay, all right, thank you.
No, he is
not a happy
camper. His payoff is more than 17.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't like Guns N' Roses.
Well, I mean, he's acting like I'm missing it. Let me see something. Now I'm wondering. Keep talking, JT. I'm going to look this one up while you're going.
Okay, let's see what else. Hey, is your woman tough enough to do this? Deborah Burnett. Now listen to what this woman did. Woke up in her kitchen around 8 o'clock in the morning. She woke up, went into the kitchen, rather, on Monday. She saw a rat snake. All right, she went to grab her phone to take a picture. When she returned, the snake made a move like it was coming after her. So she grabbed it and picked up a meat cleaver and killed the snake. Smashed. I mean, really, I one time in my whole life I saw a snake in my house and I couldn't sleep for 3 days.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Dallas Fort Worth last week, the Mannheim auction,
uh-huh.
53,000 miles, 17.7 sold. Pennsylvania, 17,250 with 55 sold.
Yeah.
There's one in California that's 18,300 with 58,000 miles sold. So I was right.
You were right.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
What was the number?
I hit him at 17.
17?
Yeah.
Are we breaking?
In 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. All right, well, then I'm done with that. She basically grabbed the snake and killed it, and there were two snakes
Lorena
in the
Bobbitt?
House. Yeah, really. Any woman that can do that, man, that'll scare
me.
We've had
copperheads in our yard this summer, which I've never seen before.
A lot of copperheads this summer, man.
Really?
Lots of copperheads.
Yeah, that extremely wet season we had earlier in the year, just like last year. A lot of insects, a lot of snakes this summertime.
800-800-RADIO or go to givemethevin.com. My name's John Clay Wolf and I buy cars on the radio.
The Gas Pipe.
The Gas Pipe. The Gas Pipe. The Gas Pipe. Hey man, this is Johnny Football. Guess what's new at the Gas Pipe? It's my old jersey from the Cleveland Browns, man, with a new trip-out design. Now you can show your number two like a pro, yo, with a Johnny Football Stone Mine cool cover. Check it out, because you can wear it if you got a formal indoor shirts on stuff to do in the business world, or it can be a do-rag or a blanket for a romantic picnic for your old lady, man, or even a swaddling clothes blanket for little baby Jesus Manziel at Christmas time. And the Stone Mine cool cover is made of like pure hemp. So when you're out of stash, just smoke it down, man. So look cool and be cool. Just like me, Johnny Football, yo.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Call them toll free, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
You can't catch the Midnight Rider.
No, you can't, right?
Especially at noon. We're almost done.
Are we really?
Noon. Midnight. Day? Midnight day. I got one more silver dollar to buy your car with.
Willie's doing a festival up somewhere in the Northeast, I think.
Really?
I heard. An outlaw festival.
Really?
Yeah, Google that, JD, and see what you... it's got a pretty good lineup. Willie, of course, will perform.
Can we just put this song on repeat after the show and listen to it for a few hours?
Yeah. That whole album. You know what album that's from?
Uh-uh.
Shotgun Willie.
Yeah?
Great album.
He did a better job with this song than the Almonds.
Oh, I don't know. That original Greg Allman version, that's pretty pretty sweet,
this
dude.
This is pretty sweet, too.
With the keyboard, you know?
I mean, Levon Helms, Greg Allman, Jerry... What is all this?
800-800-RADIO is the call-in number, or Cheryl give Crow. Me the VIN.com. This show is powered by GiveMeTheVIN.com. We buy cars. It is so easy you can do it from your underwear. I know that sounds corny, but it's just the damn truth.
It's the truth.
We'll come to your house. If I don't beat CarMax, which is really hadn't been much of an issue.
Recently, no.
If I don't beat them today, I'll pay you $200.
$200.
$200 if I don't beat them. If we get last look at your CarMax offer and we don't beat it, we'll pay you $200. I sent out 3 checks last week.
Really? So is that average?
No, it was a little more last week, actually. Yeah. Normally it's 1 a week. We don't fight it either.
No, you don't.
No.
You'd rather
pay his ass. Yeah. They'll bring me a deal and I'll be like, we're, you know, X and they're
if
Y
they,
and I'm,
they missed him.
But pay his ass. I mean, don't pay him unless he's asking for it, but if he's asking for it, pay him.
Pay it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like going to track you down to pay him. I'm not going to beg you.
Please take our
but
cash.
If you, yeah. I mean, now I'll pay you. I mean, it's just part of what we do. We do what we say we're going to do. Yeah,
absolutely. That's why it freaks people out, especially when you go to these new markets. They've never heard of this before. You guys talking about, you have Rush Limbaugh come in, Casey comes in, you have all this crazy fun, and then you buy my car. It's too weird.
It is too weird.
It blows their mind.
Arkansas, South Louisiana, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Amarillo, of course, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, but guys that are new to the syndication network, we do what we say we're going to do. We buy these cars. If you've got grandma's car, aunt's car, mom's car passed away, it's sitting there, it's, you know, low miles, that's the stuff I really want. I'll impress you.
Right.
We bought a 68 DeVille, not a DeVille, a Caddy convertible out of Missouri because the station we're on in Fayetteville,
yeah,
the keg blows up into Missouri.
Yeah,
it's convertible, red, black.
How much?
How much
you sell to me?
I'm gonna keep it.
Oh, you bastard!
I know it.
I want it.
I'll let you drive it.
Let me drive it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, don't have to call John a bastard, okay?
I paid a lot for it.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then I don't.
But
want
I just wanted it.
Oh man, I want it. That's awesome.
My grandparents had one just like it. I was like,
that
yeah.
is greatness.
Wow.
I would drive that all over town. I would keep it running. I would drive it all over town.
No, I love it, and I think they've been doing that. The people, the heirs that inherited it, but they're probably just ready to cash it out.
That's just like I wanted that first Pink Floyd box set, man.
Yeah.
I eyeballed this deal for months.
Drove it all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got me one. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Happy Days cars. The ones that were parked in front of Ralph's, we'll buy.
Yeah.
The ones that were parked in Mr. Cunningham's garage, we don't want them.
Not so much.
No, I lost $3,000 on a 44 Buick Roadmaster last week.
Really?
I'm done with that crap.
Really?
Yeah. How do you lose
44?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
I gave $5,000 for it, and I lost $3,000 on it.
Oh.
Hey, I mean, I know you're smarter than everybody else, but I mean, well, you got to sell it, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I tried.
There's not a big market for it either.
Probably not at Mannheim.
I mean, that's worth 10, that's worth 7, that's worth, really, what would you give?
Right.
Oh, man, I really don't have any room. Yeah. I mean, talking to all kinds of people, dealers. Oh, $6,000-$7,000? Yeah. What would you give? Oh, I don't need that rig. I finally just said, screw it. Took it to Ritchie Brothers and blew it up in the head. I ran it through my lane at the auction 5 times. Nobody ever bid on the damn thing. Yeah, screw that. Okay, Tony, where are you calling from? Tony.
Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Missouri. I have never been there in my life. My dad bought a boat off of Grand Lake. Is that what it's called up there?
It's close. It's in Oklahoma.
No, this was in Joplin, Missouri. What's the lake up there?
Grand Lake in Oklahoma. There's no lake at Joplin.
Okay. Well, I could have sworn that we went up to Joplin to get it a hundred years ago. So does the station that we're on in Arkansas make it, does it cover Joplin?
I'm down south of Joplin today. Listen to 98.3 The Keg out of Fayetteville.
Right. I was just wondering if that station was, did it, does it, can you hear that station when you're at home?
No, I can't when I'm at home.
Okay, makes sense. So let's get to the truck. We got an 05 D-Max 3500. Is it a dually? Is it four-wheel drive? Is it leather?
Four-wheel drive, leather, single rear wheel.
Long bed or short?
Long.
Yeah, if it's a 3500, it's got to be long. Okay, next questions. Does it have a sunroof?
No sunroof.
What color?
Pewter color.
All right. And is when you come in and out of the seat, did it wear it out? Do we need to redo the? Do we need to reupholster the driver's seat?
No.
Is it lifted or is it stock?
Stock. It does have. I did put 17-inch wheels on it, but same size tires, just basically.
Okay. Is there anything wrong with it? Any injector problems? Any check engine lights on, etc.?
Nope, not at all. Passenger rear window regulators out of it.
No, it's 300. Is it an LT or an LTZ? Actually, back then, there were just LTs or LSs in 05, so we can just go with LT.
Pretty sure it's an LT.
Does it have an auxiliary fuel tank or a spraying line or anything extra?
It's got a spraying liner, turnover ball. There's not a tank in it, but it's pushed up. There's plumbing in there for a tank.
And it's a diesel?
Diesel.
All right. 05 Chevy, 98,000 miles, Duramax four-wheel drive, leather, pewter, nice truck. No, doesn't need any body work. We don't need to spend any money. Do we need to put a windshield in it?
No windshield. It's got a couple dents on the bed rails.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible, you know, not perfect, but not all that bad.
So I'm going to get the... Are you a serious seller or are you just fooling around?
I could have been serious.
Okay. I want to buy it. I don't want to bid it.
What do you want to give for it?
Well, see, here we go.
I don't have
it's almost it. What will you take for it? Because I want to buy it. Let's do the game. Will 16 grand buy it?
No.
Okay, well, 17?
I was thinking, I heard their name. I talked to my banker, and he said the loan value is
$19,300. Okay. You're in Joplin, Missouri. It's going to cost me $400 to get it home. I give you $20,000, and you pay the shipping.
$20,000, I paid.
Yep. So that's $19,600. You weren't expecting me to be that high on it. But I'll tell you what the deal is. I want that truck for a driver. I'm going to drive that truck.
You're going to buy the truck?
Yep. I'm not buying it to resell it. I mean, I'll
right here. Hmm? Let me give you another one.
Okay.
I'm trying to buy a Dodge.
Okay.
2003 Dodge with 25,000 miles on four-door 6.59.
It's an 03 Cummins?
Uh-huh.
I can barely hear you breaking up. It is a Cummins and it's a four-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Back in 03, did they have the quad cabs or were they still just the extended cabs? I forgot.
This is regular four heads.
Okay. Is a four-wheel drive in leather cloth? Now, do you own that truck or are you trying to buy that truck?
I'm trying to buy that truck.
What do they want for that one?
I want 28.9 for it.
God almighty. And I understand. I know it's got 20,000 miles and they don't make that 5.9 anymore. And it's right. It's like a damn vet or something.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, they damn sure know what they've got, don't they?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's one of those unique deals, you know? I mean, go find another 25,000 mile one. It does not exist. You'll never find it. And if you keep the miles off of it, it's gonna, it ain't going down because everybody wants that 12 valve.
Yeah.
So, is it too high? Of course it's too high. Is 20 grand too much for an 05 Duramax? Yeah. But it's kind of a good one, too. It's not as good as a Dodge. But, no, yeah, but I'll buy the truck. I'll give you $20,000 for the truck, and good luck with the other one. Just work your best deal on it. If you got your heart set off on it, you're not coming off. I bought an 04, same truck, Dodge, which is the same engine, with 70, dually, four-wheel drive, and I gave 17, and I got 18 for it.
17, and you got 18. If I can get it bought, I will sell you my truck.
Okay, well, get after it, and go to givemethevin.com and load it up. Give us the VIN number and the pictures, and let them know what we said and all that stuff so we remember.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. How long have you been listening to us this morning?
All morning, since you came on.
What do you think?
I like your show.
We're smart asses, but we try to keep it rolling.
All morning.
Thanks, man. Not boring. That's the key.
That's the best compliment there is, I think.
I've been listening all morning, not boring. That's
not
good.
Bored.
It's pretty easy to be boring talking about cars on the radio, by the way. And if you don't believe me, go check out some of my competitors. Right, Wallace?
Well, I resemble that remark.
There's this guy in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're off in Dallas right now, so we can talk about him. Yeah. But he's been on forever, and his name's Ed Wallace, and we created a character, Wallace Edwards. And he is so, he talks in monotone. That whole Wallace Edwards bit that Bobo does.
Yep.
He does an outstanding program, but it is very information intensive.
Yes.
You know.
Give them a sample, Wallace.
What a lot of people don't realize about the industry at this point is these Mazdas are being oversold. And they're destroying the market for the trade-ins.
Oh, no.
Right now, you can't get more than 31. For your 2014, they're selling new ones for $29.5.
Wow. No.
And then he plugs in the dealer that pays him.
And my friend Charlie Stewart over at Hitman Mazda is selling more Mazda than in any one of the continental northern United States.
It's a lobbyist commercial.
He's also giving away free hot dogs until 4 p.m.
And balloons for the kids.
Next week it's popcorn.
Oh, God.
And we're going to have the clown.
The clown.
He's an adult clown. I believe he may be a transvestite.
We need to stop. That's enough. Thanks.
Not sure about the terminology.
Thanks. Wallace, thank you.
Wallace. Thanks for coming. Wallace, have you ever seen The Gong Show, Wallace? You're out of here. Speaking of everyone, we've got 38 seconds left of today's presentation, and we have enjoyed it, and thank you for tuning in. And Missouri Truck Man, I'm glad I bought a truck from Missouri. Now that's two from Missouri in the past week. The Show Me State. My name is John Clay Wolf. Our website is givemethevin.com. This show's powered by givemethevin.com. And I'm going to take off the headphones, walk away from the microphone, and walk into the buyer's office and start replying to all these customers and bidding these cars and emailing you guys our offers and negotiating with you and getting this stuff wrapped up, looking to have a stellar day. We will be in the buyer's office till 4 o'clock today buying cars at givemethevin.com. Go in there right now, send us a couple of pictures, and the VIN number, we'll get right back to you with an offer. If we don't beat CarMax, I owe you $200
today.
Bye.